this podcast thanks to OFX, the experts in global money transfer. Transfer funds 24/7 with no hidden fees. The smart money's on the smart move. Go to OFX.com.
Steve Price in for Ross. Back to your calls in just a moment. If you talk about big deals, this deal by Amazon on the weekend is a really big deal. $13.7 billion. That's 18 billion Australian. So it's $13.7 billion. They've snapped up the US upmarket grocery chain Whole Foods. What's that mean for Australian retailers? Should it send a shiver through retail corridors here? Are the Amazon going to do similar bricks and mortar deals in this country? Alex Pollack, who is the CEO of Loftus Peak, is online. Good day, Alex.
Good day, Steve. How are you?
Stunning numbers, aren't they?
Yeah, they're big numbers. They're big numbers.
Unbelievable. $18 billion. This is a bit of a swerve to the left or the right for a company that hasn't really been interested in bricks and mortar and based their whole business on being an online disruptor.
Yeah, well, their idea is that one thing that people won't put out to online is going to buy fresh food because they want to see the quality and they want to see, you know, what they're buying and what they're paying for. And they figure that if they can sell fresh food to people, get them down to the stores, then the rest of the transactions can be done online. So you'll get your washing powder online and everything else. That's not time critical and you don't really have to eyeball it. But you do have to eyeball, you know, the quality of your fish and the quality of your apples and all that stuff. So they figure that they'll get them into the store with the fresh offering and then be able to sell them everything else. So it's quite a clever deal.
They've been running a grocery store in, I think it's in New York, certainly in the US, where you go in there and there are no people except you or the shoppers. You've got no queues, you've got no cash registers, you've got no people charging you and packing up your plastic bags for you. You do it all yourself. That seems something far too futuristic for my liking.
Well, you know, it's just like you can already... You know, you've got the mobile phone. The mobile phone already kind of knows where you are.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you walk into the store, the mobile phone tells the store who you are and what you bought in the past. And then, you know, as you walk around picking stuff up that you want to or you want to order for later on, it just racks up on your mobile phone as you walk around and you walk out and it gets delivered, you know, a few hours later or a day later. I mean, this is not it's here now, right? It's just a matter of how fast they want to roll it out, but the technology to do that is already completely available. No ground is being broken on this. This has already happened.
Some nervous Australian retailers off the back of this news?
Yes, Woolies was down 3.5%. Woolies will have to, because one of the things about Amazon is they sell for less because they don't pay Westfield big mall rent. So they get to be 10 or 15% cheaper than the Woolies and the Coles because they're not paying Westfield for the property in the first place. And so they get to sell 10 or 15% less. So for Woolies and Coles to stay competitive, they've got to work out a way to cut 15 cents out of every dollar from their overhead cost, which is what they pay to the landlord. And that's very difficult for them to do. So that's why Woolies was off 3.5% today, and probably Coles would be too if it was listed in its own right, part of Wesfarmers.
The boss of Amazon, this Jeff Bezos, how smart's he?
Oh, yeah. He's the real McCoy. He's a very ambitious guy. I mean, his plan is to basically grab as much of, you know, global retail as he can. It's been out there for 20 years, right? All these tools, which retailers have been, you know, Woolworths and Coles and every Walmart in the US and everywhere else, it's been completely available for them to set up these, you know, online stores where they could sell stuff for cheaper. And they just haven't done it. It's not like that. Like, everybody's got the tools. This is not actually that hard. They all know this. They just elected not to do it because it was easier to not do it than to go ahead and do it. And, you know, Bezos has just said, look, he says, I'm not making your problem. The future is coming. I'm just here bringing it to people. You could have had the future yourself. That's all he's doing.
Yeah, it's very clever. It's a massive deal. And I think you're absolutely spot on when you say that the only thing that, you know, you really do want to go and put your hands on is fresh fruit and vegetables and meat and those sorts of fresh foods that you want to buy. I mean, everything else you can just buy it online, can't you?
Well, and that's right. That's the bit. If you get that solved for it, then you get to, you know, own a whole lot more of the retail transactions. That's what they're paying for.
Always a pleasure to catch up. Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, Steve.
Alex Pollock there, CEO of Loftus Peak.
Now your money is truly mobile. Whether you're paying for a wedding in Spain, education fees in the US, or medical procedures in the UK, you can do it all with the OFX Global Money Transfer mobile device app. Keep an eye on exchange rates, view currency charts, set rate alerts, stay up to date with market information, send money securely, track your money, and be notified every step of the way. The smart money's on the smart move with the OFX Global Money Transfer app. Go to ofx.com.